Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture.
Theological Insight, January 28th, 2026. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Proverbs 3:9-10. One of the primary theological insights in Proverbs 3:9 and 10 is that generosity is more than an act of kindness or obligation. It is a spiritual discipline rooted in worship and trust. The verse commands believers to honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. The word honor points beyond financial management. To honor the Lord is to recognize His worth, to give Him glory, and to place Him first in our lives. When we give generously, we are worshiping God. Throughout Scripture, giving is consistently tied to worship. In the Old Testament, Israel was commanded to bring offerings of grain, livestock, and first fruits as acts of devotion, Deuteronomy 26:1 through 4. These offerings were not simply taxes to maintain the temple, they were confessions of faith. By bringing the best portion of their harvest, Israel declared, "All that I have comes from you, and I trust you to provide what I need." This echoes the teaching of Psalm 24:1. "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and those who dwell therein." The New Testament continues this theme. Paul tells the Corinthian church, "Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." 2 Corinthians 9:7. Giving cheerfully is an act of trust. It shows that the giver believes God will supply what is needed. Later, Paul assures them, "God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all time, you may abound in every good work too." 2 Corinthians 9:8. Here again, generosity is tied to God's faithful provision. Jesus himself praised sacrificial generosity. In Mark 12:41 through 44, he highlighted the widow who gave 2 small coins. Not because the amount was large, but because her heart was fully dependent on God. Her giving was an act of worship and trust, even in her poverty. Therefore, generosity is not a burden, but a discipline that trains the heart to rely on God. When disciples give their first and best, they align themselves with the truth that God is the provider. Giving loosens the grip of greed, strengthens faith, and declares that worship of God is more important than accumulation of wealth. In this way, generosity becomes a powerful testimony of trust in God's character and promises.